Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Clean water is critical for cattle health, especially during heat events. However, dry conditions can make water quality worse. As water evaporates, salts and minerals become more concentrated. In some locations, this can cause cattle to limit intake, refuse water, or develop health issues. Nitrates can be a concern for many areas across the state. They can come from groundwater, feeding a pond, but runoff from fertilized fields, manure, or other nitrogen sources is often a bigger risk. Cattle can tolerate nitrate levels in water that would be unsafe for humans, but elevated nitrate water combined with high nitrate feed or forages can push total intakes to dangerous levels. Blue-green algae, more accurately called cyanobacteria, is common in still water during the summer. Warm temperatures, sunlight, low water levels, and excess nutrients can allow blooms to develop quickly. Blooms may look like green paint, pea soup, or surface scum, and wind can concentrate them along shorelines where cattle drink. Not every bloom is toxic, but when toxins are present, livestock loss can occur quickly. Copper sulfate has traditionally been used to help manage algae, but it must be used carefully and according to label directions. Treating an active bloom can release more toxin into the water, and repeat treatments can cause environmental concerns. For recurring problems, limiting pond access, pumping water into a tank, reducing nutrient runoff, cleaning tanks, or providing other water sources is a better long-term option. Don't assume that water is safe just because cattle have used it before. Dry weather, heat, runoff, and stagnant conditions can change quality quickly. If water quality is in question, remove access and provide clean water until the source can be evaluated or tested. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.